All right, if you would turn in your Bibles, please, to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, we're going to look at verses 5 and 6 again as we are considering this subject about the uniqueness of Enoch's mention in the Scriptures, how that he had a unique relationship with God based on communion that lasted for 300 years, and then God took him on to glory. And we're looking at this and learning what we can learn as individuals from God's Word. Enoch's mentioned several times in the Bible, and we find that one of the messages that he preached is included in the book of Jude. We're actually given a kind of an outline of the things that he proclaimed in his day. But I want to just go back, and I'm going to read from Dr. Williams' translation. It's called The New Testament in Modern English, back in 1947 when this was published. It's an excellent basically a translation from his work, and it reads this way, verses 5 and 6. You follow along. It was because of his faith that Enoch was promoted to the eternal world without experiencing death. He disappeared from this world because God promoted him, and before that happened, his reputation was that he pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. The man who approaches God must have faith in two things. First, that God exists, and listen carefully. And secondly, that it is worth a man's while to find God. That kind of gives you a little clearer understanding of that last phrase there in verse 6, where it's translated for us, He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. The idea behind that Greek word we're going to look at for just a few moments tonight is seeking for the purpose of communion. He wasn't seeking simply to find God. He was seeking to find God in order to have communion with Him. Now, there's a big difference. Have you ever sought for something just because you lost it and you wanted it back? You know, there's things like that well, I'm forever losing stuff. And, you know, I'll look in some coat and I'll find something that I put there back in the wintertime of last year and I couldn't find it. And there it was sitting in my coat the whole time. I know that nobody else has that problem, just me. But, you know, there's times where you misplace something. You can't find it anywhere. And you look for it. You really don't need it. You just want to know where it's at, all right? Well, that's not the idea behind this particular Greek word. It's the ekazeteo. Ekazeteo is the word. And it's the idea of seeking for something because I want to be able to, and basically it's someone, seeking for someone for the purpose of fellowship, communion with that one that's lost. So when you have that in mind, you begin to understand a little bit deeper from the New Testament about a character that lived thousands of years before, things that were not recorded about him we find about here in Hebrews. So let's think for just a moment. Last time, I said that fellowship, the word that's used in Genesis 5, there where he walked with God, the idea of fellowship and communion with God was a priority with Enoch, though it did not become one until age 65. Now, he lived for another 300 years beyond that. But it didn't become a priority with him till age 65. Now, I think all of us understand and know that as we grow in the Christian life, priorities get clearer. They become clearer. I pray that I am not the preacher I was when I started way back in 1987. I pray every day, Lord, please, because I'm going to tell you something. Back in those days, it was run all day long and run all weekend long and try to get something ready for Sunday night. Because Dr. Hobbs told me whenever I came on staff, Sunday nights are yours. And so I had to be prepared and ready to go with that with all the other stuff that I was doing. So I hope and pray that I am not the preacher that I was back then. I pray that I've grown in that regard. And we need to all pray that we're not the Christian we were years ago or even last year. Now, what does that entail? Growing. Growing in our relationship with Jesus Christ. Growing in that fellowship. What does the Bible say? God draws nigh to them who draw nigh to Him. All right, it works both ways. God wants fellowship. That's what He desired from Adam and Eve in the garden. And what broke that fellowship that they had? By the way, the same word that's used about Noah and about Enoch is used about Adam. That walking with God in the cool of the evening, that same word is used there. And we find that Adam and Eve, because of their sin, broke off that fellowship. God still came. But where were they? They were hiding. They were not seeking that fellowship. They realized that they had sinned against God. And so they had covered themselves and went and hid. You and I, as believers in Jesus Christ, need to be growing in our relationship with Jesus Christ. That fellowship to just break out and just talk to Him. You know, I don't make fun of people that are talking to nobody else in the car, because usually there's a baby back there that you can't see. Or they're just talking to the Lord, perhaps. I know people think I'm an idiot or something, but I find myself just talking to the Lord in my truck whenever I'm driving. Lord, we've got this need here. Or Lord, would you undertake in this situation? Or Lord, would you work in my heart and life that I have the right attitude? Just talking to the Lord. That fellowship that we can enjoy, that's personal. That was number one. The second thing that we talked about last time was that their communion was maintained and cultivated. Maintained and cultivated. It did not grow stagnant with time. It continued to be cultivated and it grew and it became more special as the years went by. And then finally, this communion grew to the point of such significance that Enoch allowed God to determine his future, even if it meant leaving his family behind. That's not an easy thing. I know that Sunshine has mentioned several times in recent weeks in her posts that she has on Facebook of dealing with that whole aspect of saying goodbye to your mate. And then the weight of taking care of 7 kids, one of them getting ready to go off to college, taking care of a special needs child. She has her own health problems. How do you provide? Those are all things that are normal and natural for a person to consider when faced with the possibility that their mate's going to pass away. That's not easy. But what is refreshing is to read her responses to what the Bible says and how the Bible has spoken to her, that God is going to take care of her. In one statement, the Lord is my shepherd, I will not want. Now, that doesn't mean that there's not other people, but what it's saying is that when the Lord is my shepherd, personal communion with the shepherd, I will not want. There will be nothing that I will need. The Lord will take care of me. That kind of understanding is not just words on a paper. It's reality that you and I can enjoy as believers in Jesus Christ. So, very quickly, this whole matter of pleasing God, I think it's important for us to understand the basis. It wasn't that Enoch set out to please God. He just wanted to spend time with Him. And that spending time with God developed this faith relationship of trust and reliance and resting in Him. Are you following? This relationship, this communion with His Lord grew in all these different areas. And this growth in faith, you want to call it that, which is used in that context, pleased God. It pleased God. He took note of that. Let me read again what Dr. Williams translated. It was because of his faith that Enoch was promoted to the eternal world without experiencing death. He disappeared from this world because God promoted him. And before that happened, his reputation was that he pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. The man who approaches God must have faith in two things. First, that God exists. I don't think there's anybody here that would say, God doesn't exist. That's a fundamental understanding. Amen? God exists. But the next one, oh, this is important. Secondly, that it is worth a man's while to find God. To find God with the purpose of communing. Not finding just to have it, but a finding to commune with Him. There's a purpose involved with my finding Him. Now this picture of Enoch, folks, is something that should stir our hearts. It should stir our hearts to want to spend more time with the Lord. And it doesn't have to be sitting at a desk. It can be communing with Him throughout the day. When you're outside working. This praying without ceasing concept that you see up on the screen there. Praying without ceasing. What is that? That's communing with the Lord. Just talking to Him. Some of the great people that you read about, Christian biographies, all of them had an amazing prayer life. David Livingstone was found in a kneeling position beside his cot in Africa, dead. He had been praying, passed off the scene. George Mueller, when they went into his room, nobody ever went into his room. That was his private sanctuary where he prayed. There were two ruts in the floor where his knees that through the years had been worn of going in there and praying before God. His book of prayer requests, there were some that were unanswered, and every one of them were answered within a few years of his death. He was a man who walked with God. He communed with God. Many times before church, A.W. Tozer, the men that served with him as deacons, said that before church they would oftentimes go in there and knock on the door, and nobody would answer. They were concerned. Is he sick or something like that? They would peek open the door and he'd be lying prostrate on the floor praying before his message. That was how he sought to commune with God. He wanted God to take over his lips. That kind of relationship is something that you and I should desire. Not because we're forced to, not because we think that it's something that will earn us points with God, but rather just a heart that wants to spend time with my Savior because He loved me and gave Himself for me, and I love Him, and I want to spend time with Him, and I want to grow with Him. I want to grow to the point when God says, all right, Todd, it's time to go home. I don't have anything to worry about. A lot of people spend a lot of time worried about death, worried about what's going to happen. I hear it on a regular basis from people that are talking about family members and whatever and said, oh, it's just awful. That's normal. It's coming. We don't like to think about it. And I don't mean that we need to have some kind of a death wish either. But what I'm saying is this. Enoch walked so closely with God that it didn't matter whether he died or whether he walked on with God. He just let God take care of that. That resting and relying and depending, believing, that's all part of the concept of faith. Let's pray. Father, I thank you so much for your word. It's so rich. It never is boring. Your word is like a fountain of water, ever giving life. And I pray, Lord, that we might grow in our fellowship with thee. That we would not allow things to take precedence over spending time with you and talking to you and hearing from your word. Oh, Lord, that is something that is so necessary for our spiritual life. I pray, Father, that you would rebuke us in those areas where we need to work on this, that we have other things that take priority, other things that are more important to us. Lord, I pray that we might realize that the most important thing is just hearing you and relying upon you and trusting you and fellowshipping with you. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.